T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
John, you are a fisherman.
Yes.
You pride yourself on being a damn good fisherman, correct?
I do. It's something I love to do. It's something that I want to take my kids. I want to take everybody that wants to go with me. Mm-hmm. I love to take them, but I also, what I love is the fact that I want to be able to put them on fish. I want to be able to sit there and see them reel them in and not just go spend the day on the boat. Mm-hmm. You know, you go through the process of setting the lines and doing all that. But you know who had a good day on the water the other day?
Yeah, that's what I want to ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan, he was participating. He still is, the 2021 Big Rock Blue Marlin Tournament. And I never heard of this. Oh, yes, I have. What am I talking about? Because it's a dolphin fish, not a dolphin. There's a difference, because the dolphin fish you can eat at seafood restaurants too.
Yes.
But he was on an 80-foot Viking yacht named G, Catch 23. And he reeled in a 25-pound dolphin fish with his team. I don't know if he was actually doing the reeling. I have no idea how that stuff works. But it weighed 25 pounds.
If Jordan's on the boat and the reel goes off, I bet you everybody on that boat says, go ahead, Mike.
Well, I'm reading the sign here, and I don't know if it means anything. It says the angler is somebody named Nick Ewald, and the captain is somebody else.
Yep, so he didn't reel it in.
So he's like the owner. He just hangs out and tells everybody what to do.
Yeah,
right?
He's not even in the picture.
But I know there was once a year ago or so where he caught a really big fish. So how big a deal is this?
Well, I think in that area, a 25-pounder is a big deal. Now, if you go around the world a little bit, I'm not – saltwater fishing is not my specialty. I love the freshwater. I love the Great Lakes. I love the inland lakes.
I'm ignorant. Is there a different skill for saltwater fishing?
No, it's just a different knowledge
Bigger
base.
Fish?
Oh, bigger fish in saltwater. There's
you're
no question. Yeah, I mean, yeah, 25-pound dolphin fish. But, like, I think the world record is north of 80 pounds for a dolphin fish. So it's nowhere near a world record. But I'm guessing in that area, and especially in that tournament, coming in day one, that's probably the biggest one that they caught. And in that area, it may be one of the bigger fish. It could be, you know, they went out of what, North Carolina?
Yeah.
It could be a state record.
Well, here's what's interesting to me, and this just shows my ignorance of you fishermen and fisherwomen.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of his crew is one of the 270 contenders competing for this tournament's $3.4 million purse.
There's a lot of money in fishing. A lot of money.
I'm learning this out right now.
Well, but you look at the boats that are in this as well. So there's obviously an entry fee. There's sponsorships. There's a lot of that that, you know, obviously raise the number that you have in the purse. But he's taking out an 80-foot Viking yacht. And anytime you call a boat a yacht, it's obviously a different level than me going out in my Lund. My 21 footer. So it's, you know, there's a lot of money in fishing, especially in saltwater fishing. Obviously, you need a bigger boat without going full jaws on you. I think we're going to need a bigger boat. You've got to have certain, you know, equipment, and there's different techniques. You could put out kites, and you have lines attached to kites. You got outriggers, and you could do that in freshwater, but it just is really not necessary. You have downriggers. Mostly in freshwater fishing, but the amount of money that individuals will spend, because this is one of, and I don't know what the tour is that they're on, but there's a number of tours probably going up and down the East Coast of tournaments, and there's one every week. There's probably a couple every week, generally every weekend, and these fishermen, these boats, will travel up and down to all of these different tournaments because whether the, you know, this may be the biggest one with the, you know, $3.5 million purse, but there is a lot of money in fishing.
So I'm reading here. Last year it says his crew hauled in a 442-pound blue marlin.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's getting praised for a 25-pound dolphin fish.
Different species, different sizes, different records. And you just never know what you're going to be hauling in. And that's kind of the beauty of when people talk about saltwater fishing.
Right.
You could catch, you may be targeting one species, but at the same time, you could catch something else, or maybe you're actually fishing for two different species at the same time.
Let me ask you this, 248-539-9797. I like to hear from people, you know, maybe their biggest catch or their biggest, I don't know, fishing blunder or something like that, where they're reeling somebody
in. Give us your fishing stories.
They fell, your great fishing stories. But John, if you and Michael Jordan traded places, could you do what he does on saltwater? Could he do what you do in freshwater?
Oh, sure. It's a matter of equipment and a little bit of experience. Now, I don't think Michael Jordan is the one that's setting the lines. He's got a captain on this boat.
Right.
And when you look at the sign that they have in the picture about right. the angler, the right. captain, and you got a first mate, those are the ones with the expertise. He may own the boat, and this may be his fishing team, but those guys, the reason you hire them is because they're the experts.
All right, I want to hear some of your unique fishing stories. 248-539-9797. Michael Jordan and his crew made the news by catching like a 25-pound dolphin fish, mm-hmm. which doesn't seem to be that big of a deal to me, considering he once caught like 445-pound marlin. But as you pointed out, John, because you know dolphin fish, different, obviously, species, maybe more difficult, not as big. It's a big deal, I guess.
A lot of variables.
In the world of fishing.
Well, he clearly pushed off when he caught the marlin. That's why this
damn
was
right.
impressive.
He had the flu.
Yes, he had the flu.
I was told when I was on a deep fishing charter, he said, you know how you become a millionaire in deep sea fishing? I said, how? His response was, start out as a multimillionaire.
Yes. Yeah. You may win some, but you're going to spend a lot of money doing it.
A dolphin fish is mahi-mahi. A 25-pound mahi-mahi is huge. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. I love mahi-mahi.
Yeah.
Great fish. Great entree. Let's go to Sean and Chelsea. You're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, great show as always. Long ass to you, John.
Good morning. I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said.
Long ass to you. Cigar terms.
Oh, yes. How you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, I just want to let you know, like the previous texter said, mahi-mahi is the same as dolphin, or another term is dorado.
Yes.
But my fishing story I had is I was a couple of years back, my family, we went down to Mazatlan, Mexico, and we were going for blue marlin, but we didn't catch any. We caught four striped marlin and two sailfish in one day, and the captain said that was like his best trip ever to date.
Wow.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice. How big were the marlin?
I think our biggest one was 250 pounds. Mm. And then the sailfish averaged about 100, 150. When we were done, our arms were jello.
I was going to say, what was your longest fight?
45 minutes to an hour.
45 minutes to haul in a fish?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. I just got a huge net.
And they come, when they attack, it's like a pack of wolves. You'll see like five or six fins come from behind the boat. And they're coming right out of the water like a shark.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that one next. When they strike, do they come out of the water like we see some of the others?
Yep, exactly.
Awesome.
Thanks,
awesome.
Thanks
Sean.
Call, Sean. Here's my fishing story. At camp, we used to go in a little rowboat. And sometimes we'd stop and get the reel with a loaf of Wonder Bread and just make little bread balls, put them on the hook,
Yeah.
Put him in there and hopefully you get a sunfish. That's about it.
My son still
and
talks about
it. Had a great time.
Yes.
We didn't use fancy lures or fancy bait. It was just a little bit of Wonder Bread.
That's the beautiful thing about fishing is the more that you have, you get into it, you go down these rabbit holes, but you don't need a lot. You just need a space to go where you can, shore fish and you can put anything on there. You can really do it with just about anything.
Actually, my favorite fish story is just having smoked lox and smoked whitefish on Sunday mornings. That's the best.
That's your fishing story?
That's the best fishing story, yes. Neil on Sports Creek says, while we were on vacation in Cabo, we caught a 400-pound blue marlin on a charter. Take that, Jordan.
Yes, stick it to him.
Yeah. Myself and six buddies went charter fishing down in Florida. We hooked into a Goliath grouper. It took all seven of us to reel the fish in over the course of 30 to 40 minutes, Mike in Dearborn.
Yeah, the Goliath groupers are, they're an ugly, ugly fish, but they are the monsters of the ocean.
And grouper tastes really, really good.
Yes, yes, it does. Speaking of fishing stories, my son, and this isn't a big one, but you mentioned, hey, you go out there, and anything that you were catching was an unbelievable moment. We were up in Lake Michigan in, early September, and we hooked into this. It ended up being a 25-pound salmon, king salmon, and it's by no means a record. It's by no means a large one, but he was, five at the time, and he would not let me touch the reel. At times I thought it was going to pull him in the water, but we finally got it in the boat, and to this day, he talks about, remember that king salmon that I caught? And we've got this picture because a 25-pound king salmon on a five-year-old looks like a monster.
Yes, I'm sure.
And it was just unbelievable. So when people text in their fishing stories, those are memories they will have their entire life.
Stacy in Commerce, you're 97 on the ticket.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, Stacy.
I have a couple of quick stories. Hey, go blue, John.
Go blue.
I got a couple of quick stories for you. I was fortunate enough, a cousin of mine and some friends were labeled to go down to Cabo, and I was not part of the trip, but he called me on Tuesday and said, do you have a passport? And I said, yep. I go, well, how much money and who'd you kill? So he said, no, we're going to Cabo, going fishing. If you want to go, you're on the plane on Thursday. So needless to say, we go down there, and I learned a lot about saltwater fishing. Mm-hmm. So tuna towers, Stoney, the 30-footers, the guys climb up to the top of those and look for the birds. They look for the birds. Where the birds are the fish, the tuna are underneath those
the bait
small
fish
making a boil, and then the captain drives right for the center of the boil, and that's where you start whacking the tuna. So we are pounding those. That was a great time. But another story, a buddy of mine, Tom Miller, went down to Mexico, and his wives, they put a missing persons report out on them because when they went out, they hooked onto an 1,800-pound marlin, and it took them 23 and a half hours to get it in. You can look it up, Tom Miller, Blue Marlin. It was 1,800 pounds. They fought it for 23 hours.
23 hours?
Yeah, his wife thought he got kidnapped or gone. They didn't, because they're out so far, they had no cell service, no nothing, but they brought this thing in. Look, Tom Miller, Blue Marlin.
Looking it up now.
By the way, Matt, I don't think you want to use the term "whack the tuna" very much.
It actually guy from Grand, Michigan. This was about 10 years ago, 2011. Angler needs it actually says 28 hours to land huge marlin.
Wow!
Wait till you see this picture; it's amazing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.